does God have your attention yet?
Well, ever since the early part of January, our country, the U.S., was made aware that there was a known virus and illness going around the United States and other countries, whereby it is impacting your breathing passage, your lungs. It's supposed to be more potent than the influenza, than the flu. And ever since that date of learning of this new virus called coronavirus, it has escalated things in our country, whereby as of March, today is the 13th, there was a public announcement by our president, and he stated that this is a national emergency. And there has been, by our governors, cancellations of public schools, public gatherings. We've learned through the NBA, the Baseball Association, and hockey, and all of the sports arenas and events, and so many things are being canceled. However, our schools are now being closed for K through 12th grade because of the virus. And you go to your local stores, Walmart, CVS, pharmacy, Target, you got your Walgreens and all of these various stores that are being impacted, in Costco's and Sam Club, where you have a mad rush of people getting to the stores to get their toiletries and things that are needed, because they are calling for children to stay home for the next 2 weeks, which means that the parents would have to be there in order, or someone of an adult stature having to care for and to govern the house. And so with this being the case, so many companies and businesses are asking their employees to work from home, to work remote. Can you see? They're also are stating that many church houses who have more than 250 members to reduce the number of attendees based on social distance, putting distance between, a large body of people. Does God have your attention yet? Well, we know over the years there have been plenty and many viruses and different illnesses that have plagued our world. And with that being the case, every time there has been an outbreak of this nature, there comes with fear, the unknown factor, because all of our awareness and knowledge comes through public information, whether it's our government, our media, that comes from reporters, come from our news outlets. And therefore, you began to depend on those news outlets or those sources of information in order to stay relevant as to what is going on. I ask this question tonight, as God the Holy Spirit has posed. Does God have your attention yet? Well, we're living in day and time now that even for the body of Christ, we are not to fear. The Bible says, but do not be afraid. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, and we hear of all of the things that are going to take place in our society, it is a warning, because warning goes before destruction and a hardy spirit before a fall. God always sends warning before anything can happen to us. He says that he reveals nothing can happen or before God, he does reveal it to his servants, the prophet. All right. And so we gather a new profound respect for the voices of God, those that are in the earth relaying information from heaven to the earth as oracles and vessels, and those who speak on behalf of God, that we not be ignorant concerning the times and concerning the enemy's devices as well. I do want you to know that the spirit of fear can become perpetuated based on information and not knowing how to properly handle information that comes in, more or less, instead of people being wise as a serpent and harmless as a dove, the information began to impact people in different ways on different levels, whereby you may see people beginning to fear rather than to arm themselves likewise and to begin to use wisdom and seek the counsel of the Lord as to what they should do during those impending times. It is very important that we stay focused, we stay poised and positioned to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. All right. With that being the case, as I begin to talk about the different plagues and viruses, if you would, that has taken place in our world, in the country, over, you know, many decades that we have survived, and we're still here proclaiming the good news of the Lord. And so back in 2009, there was an outbreak that was called the swine flu. This attention was brought to us in the United States in April, the largest health scare, swine flu, which was also known as the H1N1 flu virus. It came out of season and mostly affected younger people. In June, the World Health Organization declared that the virus was pandemic, meaning that it was widespread on multiple continents. That's what that means when you're pandemic. Pandemic. We also dealt with, and then they said all of these things were made in China. It came from China. But who's to say? All we know is that we get the information in which is given to us. The year the swine flu pandemic wasn't the first time America was concerned with the strain of flu named for a animal. Remember that. So the new influenza viruses usually was modified viruses that come from birds. We remember that. We had a severe acute respiratory syndrome, which they call SARS. That was made known to us back in 2003. The world's attention was captivated by this. 2003 of February, the respiratory infection was first reported in Asia. Then it spread to the North America, South America, and Europe before being contained. Now, there were many lives lost, according to reports. This was more of an airborne illness or virus, which 774 people died. And that was what was recorded. SARS-like infection was epitomized, and it was emerging infection and disease. And so, just giving you some backdrop there, we will pause for commercial. you and welcome to part two of Does God Have Your Attention Yet? I hope He does, because it is important that we understand the day and time that we are in. And it's important, as we've left off talking about fear, God reminds us that He does not want us to have fear. Amen, amen, and amen. If you check scriptures, the word fear is in the Bible over 365 times. God always talks about not to fear. Isaiah 43 and 1 says, "Don't fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine." So God actually commands us not to fear or to worry. Amen. God doesn't want us to be ignorant concerning the things and the perilous times and the things that are happening in and around us. However, He wants us to be aware. And so we've been talking about the pandemic. I'll get that right. That has arose and arised in this day and time, resorting from the coronavirus. Amen. And so fear is the other thing that God wants us to tackle. This is not to bring us to a place of fear, but rather that we be wise, we hear and hearken to the voice of the Lord. Amen. We have to, as the people of God, having done all the stand, right? We can't be moved and swayed by everything that happens. It's just wisdom kicking in. I left off talking about all of the different stores and industries that are, that you people have rushed out to the stores to purchase items and things that they need. But at the same time, the body of Christ can be wise. We don't have to shop during the same hours and time that the world does. Hey, if you're an early riser, hey, if you have a membership at a Sam's Club or your Costco's, you can get into those stores before others, because if you're a business owner, you can go before the crowd. Amen. And so it's very important we can go to the Walmarts and the Targets and the stores that are open a.m. early in the morning. Some people don't go out real early in the morning. They may do it noon, especially on the weekend. And we know tomorrow is Saturday, March the 14th. So you may find a lot of people rushing out to the store since they've worked all week to pick up items that they need. Well, if you go early, the early bird catches the worm, as they say, then you can rid yourself of the crowds and the mad rush and waiting in long lines for necessity and items that you need. Now, it is so ironic that someone posts on social media about how it is that the aisles that carry your paper towel, your toiletries and toilet paper, bleach and disinfectants that you may need, those aisles seem to have an empty shelf. But what about the aisles that you need for vitamins or different type of meds you could take to protect yourself? So you see how the distance, the disconnect is? So we're running after the stuff. We need our waters. We need our toiletries and foods and things like that. At the same time, what about preparing yourself to take the meds and vitamins, the herbal products that are going to help you also to be well protected? I'm taking an omega-3 every day. a dose, a big tablespoon of it every day to protect myself and to do things that are going to boost my immune system. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so it is important that we use wisdom in all thy getting, get an understanding. So there are a lot of things as the people of God that we can do contrary, opposite of the world, because God is in control. God is in control. Can I say it for the third time? God is in control. Well, at this particular time, what we do in this moment and hour is going to separate and be able to distinguish those that are of the faith and those that are just going to a building, perhaps, but your faith in the midst of pressure, in the midst of the storms, in the midst of trials and tests, is also being observed by our Heavenly Father. Remember, we have angels that have been assigned to us to protect, to keep us, and to direct our path. And we know the Holy Spirit's job is to lead and guide us, right? And so God is too wise of a God to not prepare his people and to tell us what to do, give us direction. You see, the Bible says, when you look at scripture about my people perish from a lack of knowledge, right? When we look at that scripture, we see, and let me just divulge this information for you. It is Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for a lack of what? Knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest unto me. Come on. You're not going to be a priest unto God. And then the other part of it says, and this is one of the things we lack to do, is to read the full word. Hello. And to get a full understanding of what God is saying. And so oftentimes we miss out on the full message. We just take parts of it, and that is not wise at all. Not to just get detained there or get stuck there. I wanted to bring that information to you, that God is definitely telling us that we, his body, his people, the ecclesia, are destroyed from a lack of knowledge. He said, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. And so a lot of times we're perishing simply because we don't hearken to the voice of God. God sends people, he sends warnings, he have voices in the earth that proclaim the will of the Father, the word of God, and yet we don't listen. We still do other things, but I'm saying get wisdom. Wisdom is the principal thing right now. And so right now you're going to hear stores are going to be running out of things, as they already are. And all we want to do is use wisdom to take what we need and make sure canned goods are going to be very important. Everybody, we talk about toilet paper and paper towels and bleach and hand sanitizer and all those great things. But what about food? The canned goods, non-perishables, your tunas, your beans, your frozen vegetables, and things that will carry you and your family in case, because the next thing is coming, is that we are quarantined for 2 weeks. Listen, everybody's waiting on the government and waiting on the news to tell you what the next part of it. Tune into God's frequency, heaven's frequency, and you will not miss a beat. Amen. Well, we want to say that have God got your have your attention yet? Well, we hope God has your attention, and that you are going to use the information that you have gained here today as a priceless wealth of knowledge that you and your family will be protected and in a good place in spite of, no matter what happens. Trust the Lord. Amen. God bless you.